Let's go to Chicago and talk with Pat Gillespie of the Gillespie Group. He's on the other end of our line. What are you doing in Chicago, and good morning?
Good morning, Tony. I got a class today that I go to four times a year here, so this morning's the day.
All right. I wanted to talk with you about the City Center 2 deal. That deal recently fell by the wayside, and I know that's not your gig, so I didn't want to get specific reaction to that. But although this story got me digging into Donald Trump's books, The Art of the Deal, and I started thumbing through there, and he said, even if you do your homework, deals fall by the wayside. And so I wanted to get your take on this. Just initially, as an outsider, when you heard that the deal fell through, what'd you think?
You know, as a fellow developer, I felt for him, because in order to get as far as he did on that deal, he's got millions of dollars at risk and years of time. I think he's got 4 or 5 years of time of that, and his staff, and just the creative thought and expertise that went into that. You know, that's definitely not what he wanted to see happen, and it's not what the community wanted to see happen, but you know, that was not from lack of trying. I know Scott put a ton of energy and effort into that, and he's one of the sharper guys you'll meet, and he's a really hardworking guy, so if anybody could have done it and pulled it off, it's him. So it was disheartening to see as a fellow developer.
You're talking about Scott Chappelle. In regards to a deal like this, Pat, what's usually the cause for them not to go through?
Well, in the last 4 or 5 years, it's been financing. When 2008 hit, basically the financing sources dried up completely. There wasn't a place you could go get money. Banks weren't lending. Even the big insurance companies and REITs basically, you know, closed the doors. So, I don't know a lot about the deal as far as inner workings, but yeah, I think he had a great plan, a great program. He had most of it put together so that it could go, and then, you know, he's a victim of the, you know, world economic collapse. So I really think if it would have happened a couple years before 2008, he would have pulled it off, or even if he was planning it right now when, you know, money is starting to become available, it's a viable project. It's one of the coolest sites that our entire region has, being across from Michigan State. And his plan had a lot of things that, you know, is needed in the area. So I think he would have pulled it off if it wasn't for the financing.
Isn't the financing supposed to be handled before you move forward and go public?
You know what? The financing, that's what a lot of people think. So your financing is in line, and you can't even get financing until you have final approvals of a site plan. So it's kind of like a chicken and egg. You go to the bank and you say, I have this thought and this idea, and here's the economic numbers that I've run. Would you be willing to finance it? And they say, well, yeah, we like the concept, we like your numbers, but we won't finance it until all of your environmental reports are done, until your MEDC tax incentives are completed, until your site plan's approved. So you have to go through all those steps to even get approval, and then go back to the bank and say, we've now accomplished all of the directives that you've asked us to do, so now can we have money? So in that time period that that's going on, if the bank decides to say, the spigot's off, we're not lending money, you're out of luck. So the bank won't give you a commitment, you know, early without you having all that stuff done.
All right, so what do you do when a deal like this falls through? Do you continue to work and try to get it done, or do you just move on?
Well, in his case, he owns that land. He bought that land. So, I mean, each deal's differently. Some cases, if you don't own the land, if you just had an option on it or a right to purchase it, sometimes you can scrap it and say that's enough. He's got a great piece of dirt on Grand River across from Michigan State's campus. So I got to believe that he's going to modify it at some point and develop it into something other than what, you know, something different than what he had planned, or he could sell it. But knowing Scott, he'll probably look to develop it, the pieces of the City Center that he actually owns.
What's this do to your credibility when you fail like this as a developer?
I guess I would say in the past it was a pretty major blow, but I think it's almost a lot of developers I've talked to around the country have had the similar issue. I mean, it doesn't help your credibility, but if you do things the right way and are open and communicate with your bankers and the people that you're doing business with and say, we're having a problem with this one, didn't seem to work. It's almost the norm, the number of transactions that have not gone through in the last 4 or 5 years that were planned. A lot of them are now starting to, people are dusting off the plan book saying, let's resurrect it, let's get it going, because the money is starting to flow a little bit. But that was almost the norm over the last 5 years, so it's not as big a deal as it was in the past.
All right, thanks so much, Pat.
Have a great day, Tony.